Saudi Arabia insists that Iranian weapons were used in last weekend's devastating attack on its oil industry, and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that means the responsibility for the assault lies squarely with Tehran, and he called it an act of war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Pompeo's message as he traveled to Saudi Arabia.
As he flew to the kingdom, Pompeo dismissed claims by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen that they were behind the attack.
It doesn't matter. This was an Iranian attack.
The Saudis are stopping just shy of directly accusing Iran, but say it unquestionably sponsored the assault. Iran denies it and warns if the U.S. attacks in retaliation, it will face an immediate response. President Trump says he hasn't decided just what to do.
If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And asked about possible U.S. military action against Iran, President Trump said it was a great sign of strength not to attack.
There's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that. And we'll see. We're in a very powerful position. Right now, we're in a very, very powerful position.
You say the ultimate option. Are you talking
about? No, I'm saying the ultimate option, meaning go in. War. No, I'm not talking about that ultimate option, no.
At the moment, it seems that neither Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor his challenger Benny Gantz is poised to put together a ruling government coalition after the national election. But what seems certain is that Netanyahu's grip on power and even his political future are now in doubt. Elections may come by Thursday. At the moment, again, it seems that neither Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor his challenger Benny Gantz is poised to put together a ruling government after Wednesday's elections. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter point. It's a move timed.